Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1665. During holy hour in the evening, I heard the words, "You see my mercy for sinners, which at this moment is revealing itself in all its power. See how little you have written about it. It is only a single drop. Do what is in your power, so that sinners may come to know my goodness." Good Friday, April 15th, 1938. I saw the Lord Jesus tortured, but not nailed to the cross. It was still before the crucifixion, and he said to me, "You are my heart. Speak to sinners about my mercy." And the Lord gave me interior knowledge of the whole abyss of his mercy for souls, and I learned that that which I had written is truly a drop. Holy Saturday, April 16th, 1938. During adoration, the Lord said to me, "Be at peace, my daughter. This work of mercy is mine. There is nothing of you in it. It pleases me that you are carrying out faithfully what I have commanded you to do, not adding or taking away a single word." And he gave me an interior light by which I learned that not a single word was mine. Despite difficulties and adversities, I have always, always fulfilled his will as he has made it known to me. The Resurrection. Before the Mass of the Resurrection, I felt so weak that I lost all hope of participating in the procession which takes place in the church. And I said to the Lord, "Jesus, if my prayers are pleasing to you, give me the strength for this moment, that I may take part in the procession." At that same instant, I felt strong and certain that I could go along with the sisters in the procession. When the procession began, I saw Jesus in a brightness greater than the light of the sun. Jesus looked at me with love and said, "Heart of my heart, be filled with joy." At that moment, my spirit was drowned in him. When I came to myself, I was walking along in the procession with the sisters while my soul was totally immersed in him. Easter, April 17th, 1938. During Mass, I thanked the Lord Jesus for having deigned to redeem us and for having given us that greatest of all gifts, namely, his love in Holy Communion, that is, his very own self. At that moment, I was drawn into the bosom of the Most Holy Trinity, and I was immersed in the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These moments are hard to describe. At that moment, I prayed to the Lord for a certain person, and the Lord answered me, "This soul is particularly dear to me." I was immensely happy with this. The happiness of other souls fills me with a new joy, and when I see the higher gifts in some soul, my heart soars up to the Lord in a new hymn of adoration. April 19th, 1938. During recreation, one of the sisters, Sister Cajetan, said, "Sister Faustina is doing so poorly that she can hardly walk, but may she die soon, because she is going to be a saint." Then one of the sister directresses, Sister Casimir, said, "That she's going to die, we know, but whether she's going to be a saint, that is another question." There then began some malicious remarks on this subject. I kept silent. Then I put in a word, but I saw that the conversation was getting worse. So again, I fell silent. At present, I am getting letters from sisters who are in other houses and who made their novitiate with me, They often amuse me and make me laugh, as they usually go something like this. Dear Sister Faustina, we are very sorry that you are so gravely ill, but we are very happy that, when the Lord Jesus takes you away, you will pray for us, for you have a lot of influence with the Lord. One of the sisters put it this way, When you die, sister, please take me under your special care, for certainly you can do that for me. Another sister wrote as follows, How I am waiting for the time when the Lord Jesus will take you, because I know what will happen then, and I greatly desire death for you. I did want to ask her what she was thinking of concerning my death, but I mortified myself and answered, The same thing will happen to me, a sinner, as happens to all sinners, if God's mercy does not shield me. During a holy hour, Jesus reveals to Faustina that all that she has written thus far about his mercy is like a drop in the ocean. Jesus wants all sinners to know about his goodness and mercy. On Good Friday, Faustina saw Jesus in his suffering. He asks her again to tell sinners about his mercy. He doesn't want his suffering to have been in vain. On Holy Saturday, Jesus reassures St. Faustina, He is in charge. All is in His power. The work of mercy will go forth despite all obstacles. Everything Faustina writes is inspired by Jesus. That is why the diary is so powerful. On Easter, in response to her plea, Jesus gives Faustina the strength to participate in the Easter procession. Jesus appears to Faustina and fills her heart with joy. He is a light brighter than the sun. Faustina experienced the love of the Holy Trinity during Mass on that Easter Sunday. Words fail when trying to describe her experience. Faustina interceded for someone who was particularly dear to our Lord. A sister asked for her intercession after her death. Another sister had her doubts about St. Faustina's sanctity. It is best to leave the judgment of others to God. Only He can read the heart of everyone. She got letters from other sisters asking for her intercession. Sometimes it seemed that they couldn't wait for her to die so that she could intercede for them in heaven. Faustina sought the path of humility to avoid the trap of inordinate pride. Let's all ask for the grace of humility.